Welcome to Stop the Presses. This is Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for Mark Anderson, who will be back on Friday's show. And today I'm going to be talking about, later I'll be talking about the coronavirus. I'm going to be talking about all the different pandemics in general. First I want everybody to be aware that this is not a big threat, okay? I just take this stuff lightly, all right? Because they're trying to get everybody vaccinated. As a matter of fact, my take on this whole coronavirus thing is vaccine-induced side effects are due to fill hospitals in China instead of coronavirus infections. So the side effects from the vaccines they're giving are going to be more detrimental than the virus themselves. So I just want to let you know that, you know, don't panic, okay? This is part of the deep state plan to get everybody panic and upset about something. And, you know, that there's a threat. Oh, there's a threat. I remember a movie. I don't know. It was maybe it's about 20 years now. It was a movie made with Dustin Hoffman. It was called Contagion, you know, and they had this big worldwide panic. And already Hollywood, you know, probably through the deep state working Hollywood, is getting people, you know, primed and programmed to accept, that there's going to be this, worldwide, calamity, whether it's a bomb or whether it's a dirty bomb or whether it's, you know, a virus or whether it's a bacteria or whatever, just to get everybody, primed and trained and entrained to accept the fact that they just have to do what they're told. That's the whole point. You know, they want us to be robots. If they can't eliminate us, then they're going to turn us into robots anyway with mind control. And so that's part of these fear triggers that they're putting out. And but first, let me just back up a little bit here and talk about some definitions, okay? I wanted to say, let's look at, okay, epidemic versus pandemic. Okay, so what do those two words mean? An epidemic is an event in which a disease is actively spreading. Okay, often it's used to describe a problem that has gone out of control. So that's an epidemic. That's, you know. Now, pandemic, that relates to a geographical spread, like in a particular region. That describes a disease that affects a whole country, or even the whole world. It just depends how fast it spreads. So if it's a contagion, that means that something, you know, is easily passed on from one person to another. In other words, this virus or this bacteria is contagious, so it's a contagion. So, you know, it can be spread from person to person. And that was what put a lot of people in the panic about HIV back in the, you know, beginning of this century, you know, 2000, 1999, 1996, when the HIV first was coming out, because it was spreading so fast in certain communities, okay? It was spreading fast in Africa, and it was spreading in the homosexual community, and everybody was trying to, you know, blame, you know, something, either the homosexuals or this. But actually, when all the dust settled, it turned out that the HIV virus was actually a manufactured virus, and, you know, implanted in monkeys in Africa. And so this is, you know, what so many don't realize, that some of these are weapons. And I got a little office keeping to do here for Mark Anderson, and he says, please announce I have Justin Walker on of the UK Chartist movement on my show Friday. He's working on plans for a real environmental movement to supersede the fake one that we see in the MSM, which is the mainstream media, all the time. Plus, the Chartists are working on monetary reform and restoring the rule of law under common law principles. Justin will be a return guest, and this is on Friday. This is from Mark Anderson, so you know he's giving me this last-minute plug for his show Friday, so you don't want to miss Friday's show. It'll be from Justin Walker, and I've heard Justin's stuff. He's really, really on point when it comes to giving the power back to the individual, back to the citizen, okay? So this Chartist movement that he started is really good. You want to hear that show Friday, okay? Because that's really important work that Justin Walker is doing, and he's from the UK. So Mark's going to have him on as a guest on Friday, and he'll go over that. Okay, so there's my office keeping done. That's for next Friday's show, this coming Friday. And wanted to make sure that I did that for Mark. And, I told you he'd be back Friday, but now I know that he'll be back with Justin Walker on Friday, okay? So you don't want to miss Friday's show on Stop the Presses, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time on Republic Broadcasting Network, where you do get the truth, okay? That's what Johnny's all about. I'm a truther, and so I'm just giving you definitions. A contagion is easily spread, you know, like a cold or a flu. You know, if somebody's not feeling well or their immunity system's low and somebody's got a cold and they're around them, they're going to catch it. However, if you have a very strong immunity response and you're, you know, very robust and everything, you probably won't catch the cold, okay? That's the bottom line. I'm just telling you, me as a naturopathic doctor and laboratory naturopathic doctor, that's just the way it is. Because any time that there's a contagion and somebody says, oh, that's a bad bug. I don't want to get that bad bug. Well, if they're in good shape and they're in good health and they're fit and, they are keeping a good diet and keeping regular exercise, they probably won't catch it, even if they're around people. I mean, if that was the fact, if you catch something every time there's something around, then the hospitals wouldn't even operate, okay? And so those people in the hospitals would be catching everything all the time. The hospitals were all shut down. But all those people, you know, bless their hearts, many of them are hardworking, good people. You know, the nurses and orderlies and doctors and everything, they've got to stay in good shape so they don't catch anything that they've got in there, okay? Because there's all kinds of things in the hospital. Everybody has a hospital story, okay? Don't get Johnny started on that. So let me go on. I'm trying to lighten up this whole coronavirus thing, because all they're trying to do is scare you, and all they're trying to do is get you to do more vaccines. And the reason I say that is because one of the news items, when I'm reading all about this coronavirus, one of the things that I'm reading as part of the whole, you know, where everything's going viral and all these news stories, is how they're rushing to find a vaccine, to develop a vaccine to fight this coronavirus, okay? It's like, and they're getting all these people, and mainly, you know, these millennial rich kids that, you know, maybe developed a particular app, you know, for an iPhone or whatever the case may be, or a Game Boy or whatever, and they sell a couple million of those apps, and all of a sudden they're an instant billionaire, and they're only 25 or 22 or 18 or whatever, and they got all kinds of money. So they're appealing to people like that who have a lot of money, and they're easily influenced, but you can invest in this, and you can get, you know, make lots of money, and we can develop the new vaccine to save everybody, you know, from the coronavirus. Well, it was that way with the AIDS, with HIV, with the Ebola, with every pandemic that came along. They're all, you know, trying to, well, we got to develop a vaccine. That's the next thing out of their mouth practically in the same breath when these news people are talking about these epidemics and these pandemics. Okay, so right now I guess they call this coronavirus a pandemic, epidemic in China, but just to get the numbers right, I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the numbers here. It's, you know, all right, let me just back up a little bit and just tell you how easily someone can catch something, okay, from a scale from the lowest infectious, you know, like, okay, hepatitis C, something I know a lot about. All right, it's very low as far as how people can spread from one person to another. Hepatitis C can only be spread through blood contact. In other words, if you're sharing needles with somebody and you're in the shooting gallery in some dark, you know, place, and you're using drugs and sharing needles, well, you're going to, if someone has hepatitis C and they're all using that needle, then everybody's going to have hepatitis C, you know, they're sharing that needle because it's blood transferred. But as far as a contagion, hepatitis C is very low on the contagious scale. Next is Ebola. Now, Ebola is the same way. It's got to be, you know, really, you have to have some real intimate contact, blood contact. Same with HIV. You have to have some intimate, close contact with somebody, either sharing their blood or sharing their fluids, okay? You know, same way with Ebola, HIV, SARS, same way. Now, mumps, you know, that's getting up a little bit higher where, you know, somebody could sneeze if they have mumps, and if somebody's not feeling well and their immunity response is very low and they happen to pick up some of that mist from somebody's sneeze that has active mumps virus, they'll probably catch mumps. Same way with measles, okay? So those are, you know, getting up higher and higher on the contagion. Now, you know, colds and flus, they're pretty high too, because if you have a very low and you're run down, or you're old and run down, you know, and you're not in very good shape, you know, folks, just to put it in perspective, you know, hundreds of thousands of people around the world die from colds and flus, and they're usually, I mean, this happens all the time. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people die a year from catching colds and flus, but usually they're already sickly, or they're really old and run down, and they already been sick for a number of things, and then the one more thing, like the cold or a flu, that's just the straw on the donkey's back, that's just a little bit too much, and boom, they check out. Okay, he was 75 and he had a good life and blah, blah. He's been sick for a while, you know, and he picked up cold and it developed into pneumonia. And see, that's how most people go when they're old and they've had disease and they're in and out of ICU. Once they get pneumonia, it gets in the lungs, well, then it's all over. Because, see, the only way you can keep your lungs in good shape is by exercise. So if you're not exercising and you can't pick up a cold or a flu or pneumonia or something like that, see, it can be fatal for somebody who's very, very run down, very old and decrepit and things like that. That could be the one thing. That's what finally got my dad when we were convalescing him. He lived to be 88. Okay, so just to let you know, that's you know, how it works. Okay, but the deep state is working hard to get everybody in a panic. Okay, to say and to think that there's this epidemic, you know, and it's spreading because of things like that movie Contagion years ago, when they were trying to plan in our mind that there, it will happen. It's just, you know, not happening right now, but it's imminent. So they planted that seed in our mind to think that there's some imminent disaster that's going to, you know, in the Earth, whether it's an asteroid or whether it's the sun going crazy or, you know, the gamma rays or, you know, the dirty bomb or Iran shooting a missile at us. I mean, it's just, or the Russians, you just name it. They just got to keep that fear factor high in order to hide their agenda. That's the bottom line, because, you know, the deep state has been working hard for many centuries trying to keep the population under their control, and they're losing more and more of their control, or more than they want to have, and so therefore they are ramping up all these different scenarios to see which one people are going to react to, because now that they've got social media and the internet, they can see how fast people react to something, you know, where their fear buttons are and how fast they're going to, you know, be afraid of something, how much they're going to move, how many, you know, food packages are selling, how much guns and ammo is selling, you know, for all these different scenarios. So just to lighten it up a little bit, I had to bring this up. They have Pandemic the Game. I'm serious. Players 2-4. Goal: cure all four diseases before the eighth outbreak or deck of cubes run out. So you have these little cubes that you roll like dice, you know, and then you have your world map there. It's a board game, you know, and set up. Each player gets a roll card, you know, and you could be the administrator of a hospital, or you could be, you know, the reporter, you know, or you could be, so you get your card and that's your role that you play in this game. And then you have your little cues that you read. So when you roll the dice, you want to see, you know, how fast this virus or this epidemic spreads. So the gameplay is to select, you know, 1 to 4 actions and draw 2 cards and a 7 card hand limit. So you hold 7 cards in your hand and watch out for that epidemic card. Okay, now this, I'm not kidding, this is a game that you can buy, you know. This is by Spruce. That's the name of the company that makes the game called Pandemic. Okay, so already, you know, they're trying to get the little ones all set up to, you know, to believe that, you know, that this, it maybe it's not happening now, but it will happen. You know, it's just imminent, just the right scenario. So that's what they're trying to set up in our minds to be, is to think that someday, you know, there's going to be this global disaster. And you look at all the, you know, movies, the way they've been going for there for a while. You know, I can't forget about Hunger Games, okay, when only the elite had their plush little life, and then the rest of the population had their little squatter camps out in the middle of nowhere, and they have to be, you know, they can only get so much food, they can only get so much water, and they subsist because they don't want to be under the deep state control, and because of that, you know, they don't get any of the privileges like they do in the elite. But all the elite and the ones that live the good life are all totally trained and are totally human robots. They dress and wear and talk just exactly like the party line, exactly like the deep state wants you to talk. And all this dystopia theme has been spread to the point where people actually believe that there will be some zombie apocalypse, you know, that, you know, there will be some, you know, disaster when everybody's got to scrounge for food. And I'll be right back, and I'm going to scrounge for food right now. Bye-bye.
What have you done? Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for Mark Anderson, who will be back Friday with Justin Walker. You don't want to miss that show. He's from the UK. He's got a special guest Friday show, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. Okay, so I just want to tell you that, you know, my show, you know, the Master Survivor, we're not scared of any virus. I mean, they told me I was going to die in 1993. In 1992, they said that there's no way I made it because I would make it because my hepatitis C virus was so bad. So we're not scared of the hepatitis virus. We're not scared of any virus because I got rid of that. I got rid of my cirrhosis. And so, you know, I'll tell you more about the Master Survivor program, but I've got the Master Survivor show every Sunday at 2 o'clock, at 10 o'clock every Sunday on RBN, so you can hear my show then. And I'm going to talk now about what's really going on with this coronavirus and read a few excerpts from this article from the National Health Federation. Okay, they've been around since 1955. They're a nonprofit health freedom organization, okay? And they're not, you know, they exist only by donations and only by memberships. They're not influenced by government or corporations or big pharma or the big ag or anybody. Okay, they are independent and they are our voice for health freedom. Okay, they really are. So anyway, they're talking about the coronavirus, and Bill Sardi, one of their board members, he said that vaccine-induced side effects due to fill hospitals in China instead of coronavirus infections. So he just sees this thing as another plug to get people to take more and more vaccines, because they're really trying to push these vaccines any way they can. So I'll read you a couple of excerpts. When laboratories around the world are racing to develop a safe and effective vaccine against the mutated coronavirus known as 2019 nCoV, which is said to have killed hundreds, with numerous Chinese health authorities are hiding dead bodies, you know, and, you know, underneath the floor mats and blah, blah, blah. And it's already there's not a vaccine cure. See, so they keep emphasizing we don't have a vaccine for it. Oh, you know, and they're convincing visual lab you know people that both these reports and the way they censor them, they actually bury and obscure the actual facts. Okay, they're not really giving you the full story. Okay, because this coronavirus can be easily, if you get it, it can be easily cured, for one thing. This is according to Bill Sardi, and this is from National Health Freedom. So there's no need to have a vaccine, okay? Yeah, I mean, you can just use food and just a few botanical herbal products and just herbs, and, you know, food and tea can easily get rid of this virus, okay? So the problem is this organization that they've started up, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, the CEP. I'll repeat that, the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations. They're the ones, and they're really a New World Order organization, okay? That's really a deep state organization to put out the word, you know. To everybody should follow, you know. But the CEPI is handing out research grants to develop the vaccine. Like I said, they're after these young millennials who are easily influenced, and they'll give them a grant. They just develop a vaccine, you know. And this is free money to the pharmaceutical and biotech companies, and actually the whole reason for the conjured up epidemic to develop a vaccine with public money. Okay, so this is a favorite deep state ploy, other people's money, OPM, other people's money. That's what they like to do. Anytime they can get away with it, they try to use other people's money to advance their agenda. Okay, and so this Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation, headquartered in Norway, with a $760 billion funding, okay, by various countries, including the Wellcome Trust and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Okay? They're all part of this developing, you know, Bill and Melinda Gates, they're all for developing a new vaccine anytime they can. They'll put in billions of their dollars to help that do that. He's not only a globalist, but he's an anti-population guy. He wants to decrease the population, and he said it publicly. I'll be right back.
Smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them old when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer, S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Stop the Presses, and I'm your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, sitting in for Mark Anderson, who will be back on Friday's show with Justin Walker, who has an exciting show, so don't miss Friday. And today we're talking about the pandemic of the coronavirus. Okay, so, you know, it is, in fact, a pandemic in China, but it's not really that deadly. And let me go over some of the numbers, because as you remember in the beginning of the show, I went the difference between epidemic, and that's an event where disease is actively spreading and often used, you know, when it's gone out of control. But a pandemic relates to geographic area or geographic spread, like in one country or whatever. So this, in this case, it's a pandemic, but it's not really dangerous. So let me go over some facts here, okay? As part of the world on a lockdown is the news media generating fear of this rarely mortal, slow-to-spread virus. And it's just overkill, really, folks, by the World Health Organization. When air travelers return home from a trip from China, they're placed in quarantine for 2 weeks. Now, they are doing that because, you know, but this is about as dangerous as the regular flu, okay? This is like, remember they had the swine flu, they had the bird flu, they had the, you know, the pig flu, you know, all these different flus are all different strains of the same type. So the current fear of being spread over, you know, 2019 NCORE viral epidemic appears to be a drill to test the public health quarantine measures. Okay, this is according to, I'm reading from National Health Federation, and this is according to Bill Sardi. He's very, very astute on these things, and he's from he's from that area, and so he knows about all this, even though I think he lives in America now. But so he says it's overkill by the World Health Organization just to test the response of the public to see, you know, how, you know, much we're going to react. And he says it appears to be a drill to test public health quarantine measures. As onerous as these quarantines are, it appears that these extreme measures have been no more effective in preventing the deaths in 2019-20 compared to the SARS epidemic virus in 2013. So he puts it in perspective here. As of February 8, 2020, that's just several days ago, there have been 34,958 cases. So, okay, let's just say 35,000. Okay, we add about 14 more. That was just three or four days ago. So, you know, we add about 40 more. And so, okay, we're up to 35,000 cases of coronavirus have been confirmed and 724 deaths worldwide. That's 2% have died. Now, according to the Centers of Disease Control, the 2003 SARS outbreak reportedly infected 8,098 people and resulted in 774 deaths. That's 9.6% died. Okay? So here they've, you know, they've got more and more cases, but, you know, only 724 deaths out of 34,000. You know, that's less than 2%. Whereas on the SARS outbreak, they had over 8,098 people infected and about 774 deaths, and that's 9.6%. Well, the SARS really didn't turn out to be that dangerous, but again, they developed a vaccine to fight SARS. So that was the goal, okay? So as of February 7th, there were 24,000 cases just in Wuhan and its environs, and that's a city of 11 million. So presuming all these cases of coronavirus in greater Wuhan have been reported to health authorities, the risk of infection would only be 6 out of 100,000, which is a very remote risk. That's in that area. That's in that area where they have the actual pandemic, okay, in the pandemic area. So, you know, it's very low risk for people in that area. Again, if you're fit and you're healthy, you probably won't even catch it, okay? Even if people are dying all around you with this virus. It's just like a cold or a flu virus, just like the SARS virus. It's a type of, you know, respiratory virus, okay? Just like a cold or a flu. Yeah, you might get a sniffly nose and a headache and fever, but if you have a strong constitution, you'll get over it quick. Less than 2% have died already, okay, out of the whole group that has it, all right? So if a vaccine were developed, according to National Health Federation, you know, then 16,000 people would need to be vaccinated to prevent one case of coronavirus, okay? So how many would avert coronavirus infection versus side effects? That's the big question. See, you get one of those vaccines and, oh, buddy, you're rolling the dice big time because, you know, that thing could be, you know, in your body and who knows what all's in. You know, they've already verified that there's heavy metals, there's biologics and all these different vaccines. Okay, so let's assume all The coronavirus infections have been reported in by the health authorities in Wuhan, China, and let's assume the occurrence of severe side effects of any upcoming approval of the vaccine were the same as those from flu shots, and let's presume that 15% of Wuhan's population is over the age of 65. See, those are the ones that they're going to want to vaccinate, you know. And so that'd be 100% of the ones that are, you know, because the older and more sickly people are, oh, you got to get it. You don't want to be killed from this flu, so you'll get the vaccine. That would amount to about, you know, 1,650,000 vaccinated elderly individuals. And trust me, let's just use a comparison study of senior adults in the U.S., a well-fed population that would receive a standard high dose of inactive strains, of three different strains of flu vaccine for comparison, where the side effects were reported for, you know, 0.6% and 1.3% of vaccine subjects respectively. So given the inspection rate in the population, such as Wuhan, in just one in 16,000 without vaccination in population overall, a higher anticipated rate of infection would be expected among seniors, okay? Let's just say 30%. So that would mean that 4,900 or 5,000 people would be infected, and so that's, you know, for every 16,000 elderly Wuhan residents, and that would amount to approximately 495,000 coronavirus infections among an estimated of 1 million elderly unvaccinated residents of Wuhan. So he goes through this whole scenario. So he says if the current death rate from the coronavirus is only 2% among infected individuals is factored, then an estimate 4,950 lives out of the 247 infected patients would be spared due to the vaccination, if the vaccine works. See, that's the big question. So, using the data from the U.S. population in a similar age and cited above, severe side effects would be expected to occur in 216 out of 1,000 of every 16,000 or 17,000 vaccinated in senior adults. So that's 216 out of every 1,000 is what they're showing right now are affected just by the vaccine alone. Therefore, an estimated 21,000 to 99,000 out of 1,650,000 vaccinated senior adults in Wuhan would be expected to experience severe side effects from the vaccine, leading to hospitalization from the vaccine. Okay, how many vaccine-related treatment-related deaths would occur is unknown. Severe effects and side effects, possibly from vaccine treatment-related deaths, would vastly outnumber the number of lives saved via the vaccine. So in other words, you get vaccinated, you have more of a likelihood to die than you would not getting vaccinated and taking your chances if you happen to pick up this virus, okay? It's just like a cold or a flu. And he put out all the numbers. Now, I know that's a lot for you to figure, but that's basically what it boils down to. So, you know, what he's saying, and just like he said in the beginning of this article, vaccine-induced side effects due to flu, due to fill hospitals in China instead of coronavirus infections. So, in other words, everybody going to the hospital for the coronavirus are most likely going to be from vaccine-induced side effects if they're, you know, promoting this vaccine. Because right now, the coronavirus people aren't really filling the hospitals yet, anyway, because only 2% of the population are actually catching it, and even less than that are actually dying from it. So this is really not a big deal, okay? This is just a test drill, all right? This is just to see how scared people are going to be and just how fast they can develop another vaccine for the big pharma to make billions of dollars of money. That's the bottom line. I'm sorry, folks. I just have to tell it like it is. And just know that I keep saying over and over and over again, if your immunity response is strong, you have a strong immunity strength. If if your immunity strength is up, you won't catch any of this. It's like a cold or flu. You just won't catch them. Okay? You won't catch it because your immunity strength is strong. So I want to tell you, a little plug for what I do, because I do the Master Survivor Program. And, you can do the Master Survivor Program and not have to worry about any of these, die a ripe old age and die from natural causes, die in your sleep. That's the way you're supposed to go. That's the way we go naturally, okay? We die in our sleep. Oh, she was feeling just fine. Mom was just fine all day, and she just didn't wake up. Well, how old is she? Well, she's 91. Oh, well, she didn't have any suffering. That's good. That's the natural way of going, okay? That's the way we go. We just, that's it, and God knows our time. But if you keep yourself in good shape, you stay healthy, you won't have to worry about all these pandemics and epidemics and contagions, okay? They won't be a problem, all right? So I just, want to do a little plug for what I do, because we've gotten so many good results. And while everybody else in the mainstream health field is using radiations, vaccines, oils, poisons, potions, and lotions, with the Master Survivor Program, we have laboratory science and testing using the HTMA to find the right food to balance your cells. We have the 3 R's from the microbiome laboratories to balance your gut and eliminate candida and, Crohn's and all those other problems. We also have the YTE products from Health Evolution, where we improve your stem cell repair and eliminate your cortisol and stress. All healing occurs because your body does the rest. You get well and you stay well. And we have the human studies to show and prove this over and over, and we prove it over and over and over again. With actual human studies, everything's laboratory-based, backed by laboratory science and what I do. So if you're interested in my program, the Master Survivor Program, I am the Master Survivor, Johnny Delirious, Laboratory Naturopathic Doctor, then just go to themastersurvivor.com and just go up into the contact tab and send me a note saying, hey, I want to know more about the Master Survivor Program. Or if you just want to know about what the Master Survivor Program is, you can just see right on the front page of my website, and you can enlarge the little page there and see exactly what they are. Less than $500, and you can have total health, okay? Live to be a ripe old age. Okay, so that's what I do. And every Sunday at 10 o'clock Central Standard Time on RBN, I do my own show, the Master Survivor Show. So I do hope that you take an interest in that, because I'm here to help everybody avoid these deep state scare tactics and drills and just another way to, when you see Bill and Melinda Gates putting in money, that is for to decrease the population. It's for another vaccine, because that's what they fund, okay? They've already got in this Norway group, they've already got, $760 billion of funding to various countries and various pharmacies, This is the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation, CEPI, Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovation. This is a deep state front organization, and they're there to give out research grants to develop a vaccine, and it's free money to pharmaceutical and biotech companies, and they And that's the whole reason conjured up for this whole epidemic that they've got going on right now, is just to develop another vaccine, and they're using public money to do it. That's the way the deep state does. They use other people's money. It's you know, that's all they're trying to do is control what we think and what we do and how we spend our money and keep their grimy little fingers in our wallet so we are always out of money. And we just got to be as subservient to the latest thing going on because we, you know, we got to have our job or whatever the case may be. I'll never forget. I saw when Trump first became president, they had this clip. It was I was watching the news. I can't even remember where it was because back in 2016. But God, that's over 2 or 3 years ago now, or you know. Anyway, but here was Henry Kissinger. Boy, if there was a deep state man, it's Henry Kissinger. I'll be right back and I'll give you his quote.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we are back. You are listening to Stop the Presses. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor. Mark will be back on Friday with Justin Walker on a special show. And you want to hear what Justin's done. He's from the UK. He's calling in. It's going to be a very good show. But today we've been playing the pandemic game. Okay? Now, which card are you holding? You know, just think. you can only draw two cards, and there's a seven-card hand limit. So watch out for that epidemic card. You know, that's worse than the Joker's wild, okay? You got to look at this whole thing like they do, folks, because that's all they're trying to do is start another drill, see how much the public's going to react, see what they react, see what they buy. Everything is measured, see, because they see us as just units of consumption, and, you know, and that's it, you know, just how much we consume and units of preparedness, you know, and so they want to see what we're going to do, okay? And 2020 is going to be the year that they're going to pull out everything in their playbook out of their kitchen, you know, the kitchen sink. They're going to pull it all out. You know, what I was about to say before we went to break, I was about to say what Henry Kissinger said when they asked him about Trump, and Trump won, and Henry Kissinger said this. He said, well, we're not, he won, and we're not happy, but we can mold him. He said, but we can mold him. And so that's all they try to do is to mold you to fit into their plan. You know, eventually they're going to have the robots take over everything. And, you know, so they're just trying to see how they can get rid of people faster and see, you know, what particular strain they develop, because this whole coronavirus is a man-made strain, okay, just like the AIDS virus and everything. But nothing ever really worked, okay? Each outbreak, each epidemic, each pandemic, there was never that full thing like on the movie Contagion. There never was a worldwide lockdown. That's what they want, but they never could really develop a strain of a virus or a strain of a bacteria or a strain of a parasite to really do that. Why? Because if you stay healthy, you won't die of these things, okay? You'll just slough it off, see? You know, everybody else may be sick, but if you're healthy, you know, you don't have to die. You don't have to be a victim. Nobody has to suffer. That's our tagline in Master Survivor. Nobody has to suffer, okay? So I do hope that you check out what I do, mastersurvivor.com, and you can go in there and send me a message. If you want the Master Survivor program, it's less than $500. You can be and have totally good health. No matter what your age, you can totally restore your health and to be resistant to anything that comes down the pike. I don't care what they have to throw out there, because whatever they manufacture, it's got to be a living thing, and they're looking at all these genetics to how to get the right strain to have the most damage. But still, it's just another bug. Don't be scared of the bug. Have a good week, everybody. I see you on my show on Sunday at 10 o'clock here on RBN, where you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.